Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank our friends over at MTP Software, the leader in sports CRM in the United States, for hosting us, building us this lovely new studio, and everyone else around them. You know, anybody who's close to me and has seen my consulting work knows that I'm a really big fan of Mintz Levin, the law firm. I have some friends over there that I've worked with over the years, really talented group of people. And on that list would be clearly the talented Ben Siegel of Mintz Levin, who's Director of Client and Community Relations. Community Relations, correct?
That's correct, Jeffrey.
Right. Yeah. Now, that's an unusual position. I've never heard of a position like that in a law firm.
No, it's great. And first, let me just say, Jeffrey, thank you so much for having me on this radio show. It's really a privilege to be here, and it's a privilege to actually have this discussion with you. And I think you're right. There aren't that many firms that have this position. In fact, I think it says a lot about Mintz Levin, its kind of entrepreneurial feel to the firm. I think you might know this, and a lot of the listeners might know this, but you know, Mintz was started over 80 years ago by two Jews who couldn't work in a law firm or be partners in a law firm. And so they started with this set of values on our customers come first, our clients come first, and we have to be good people. Right. And this value has kind of set itself all the way through, which is you could be a great attorney, but you better be a far better person if you kind of want to work at Mintz. And that's one of the reasons I've stuck there.
And that is the nicest description of the firm ever. And it's funny. You really got it down.
Well,
and
I think
I feel
it's true.
That when I work with people in the firm. I always feel the humanity coming through more than the desire to do work.
I think that's a great point. And I think it's one of these things that there are a lot of great law firms out there. But when there's someone that is trying to choose which law firm to use, you know, one of the things you want to know is, who can I trust? Who's going to look at my business in the way that I'm doing this? Who's going to solve business problems with business solutions?
Right.
It's actually one of the reasons I got my MBA. I knew I was never going to get into business. In fact, I think I was always picked last in my MBA class because of how well I did on numbers. But the whole idea was I wanted to think just like the business people did.
Right.
Let me think that way, using my legal mind, but solving a business problem.
Right.
And it's one thing that Mintz does really well. We've grown a lot. We're over 520 attorneys now in 8 different cities. But we still have that mom and pop feel that you as the client really need to come first. You've worked with a lot of lawyers, Jeffrey. I know that for good.
Every day I work with attorneys because you can't work in transactional business or family business and not be talking to attorneys.
I think that's absolutely correct, both as an insurance policy and actually to get things done.
Right.
And I think that you know that a lot of lawyers, they're not great on the business side. They really know the law well, but they're not great on the client relationship and business side. And that was one of the reasons I think Mintz said, we really want to show the community and our clients that the client has to come first. We need to deepen that relationship of trust. Has to be one of the first things that happen. We need to see that not just one practice area can be worked on, but several practice areas. We also want to show that we have someone dedicated to that client service for better satisfaction and to expand our brand awareness and institutional goodwill.
So what kind of things have you initiated over the last year that sort of enhanced that, or if I'm allowed to ask you that?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great question. In fact, I'm just ending my 6 months. I mean, this truly is a new position.
Right.
And it gets me.
Do you still have a book of business that you're working?
I am. I'm still practicing. I'm probably still practicing around 10 to 15% of my time. But the rest is dedicated in a couple areas. One is the actual client relationships. How do we deepen those? How do we make sure our clients are satisfied? How do we help the other attorneys with those skills with those clients?
How do I get that job?
It's a good question. You know, I'm still wondering how I got
this
job.
I feel like that's been my job for the last 35 years.
But that's why you're so successful, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I mean, that is a great job. And the fact that a law firm would dedicate a young, talented professional to do this earlier in their career, some firms do it with the partner emeritus, you know, to sort of do that type of work as sort of a halfway house back into retirement. And at Mintz, they're doing it with a young partner. It is very different.
I think you're absolutely right. I'm glad you actually picked that out, which is there are a few of the largest firms in the country have their former managing partner or former CEO of a Fortune 1000 company. And this is really different. And some of that takes time, right?
As I said, it would be a job where I would expect somebody to come and try to hire me to do at this point in my career, saying, well, do you still want to be CEO or chairman at Mage? Why don't you do this for us? because you have the community presence, but you're doing it at a whole different part of your career. I think it's much smarter.
And I hope that's the case, and I think clients see that. I think they see the hunger in us to want to do a better job. I think they also understand, what I tell a lot of my prospective clients or clients we already have is that one of the best questions you can ask a lawyer or a law firm when choosing is, why are you still working there? Why are you still at Mintz? And for me, my answer is really easy. It's three things. I wanted to work at a law firm that practiced at a very high level with sophisticated clients. Mintz does that, not only in Boston, but across the country. Secondly, I wanted a firm that pushed me to be a better citizen of the world. And we talked about that value from when it started 80 years ago. Be a great lawyer, but be a better person and do better things to make this community stronger. And finally, I wanted to be at the epicenter of law, the civic world, and the political world in Boston. And I think Mintz is really at that epicenter.
It's a platform for that.
So I feel very, very lucky. So, you know, we talked about one piece was the client piece, but there's another piece, which is also the prospective client piece. And that's helping other attorneys in our firm prepare and strategize about how they can connect to their clients. We all have great relationships. What happens is it's very hard to close the deal on those relationships. We're afraid to ask, can we be helpful?
Most people don't know how to sell.
Yeah, it's a hard thing. And part of it is not
selling. Selling is not a negative if it's done properly, if it's really about benefiting people.
I think you're absolutely right. I think even what's more important about that piece is in law, we're very lucky. We're not selling something that someone doesn't need. You talked about using lawyers every day. We're just trying to tell people and educate them that actually we might be have the experiences that match up well with them in those specific practice areas.
You know, law, you can't run away from it. It's a reality to our life. Everything around us is laws. We just had entrepreneurs on here all the time, young entrepreneurs. They have partnerships. They have technology. They have no shareholders agreements. They have no technology agreements. They don't know what they're getting into. They're naive. And they usually people then develop these structures after the fact. They don't realize what they need to be doing. And this goes for experienced family businesses too. You've seen it as well. People need to use the law so that they can function more effectively.
I think you're absolutely right. They need to feel, though, in order to do that, they need to feel trust in their partner. And in this case, it's the lawyer. And if they don't have that, then they can't ever do that. And if the lawyer is not going in and saying, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? How can I improve all the way through that process? You're never going to get the best result. And so that's one of the reasons we brought in this position. One of the other reasons, which we didn't even talk about yet, is how do we actually train younger associates or senior associates to think about collaboration and business development and client relationships? Law firms, especially the larger ones, tend to wait way too long to do that. It's not necessarily about what clients are you bringing in. It's about working on the skills in order to bring those clients in. And then the other piece, which is huge, is Mintz Levin, as you know, sponsors a lot of events in the community.
A lot.
Both on the pro bono side, but just also on the nonprofit side.
Well, you sponsored events for me at the Jewish National Fund a couple of times.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great example.
Right.
And so we're at a time where there are a lot of people having a lot of places that they need to be. And one of my jobs is to make sure we get the right attorneys at those sponsorship opportunities. And not only that, but we are actually leveraging those opportunities to deepen our relationships with clients for our own brand awareness and increasing our institutional goodwill.
I used to consult to NPR, WBUR for 17 years, and I believe that there, if done properly, there is a halo effect. And anybody who just puts their name on a brochure or a video screen does not understand what it means to be supporting nonprofits. You have to get involved, roll up your sleeves, and show people that you really want to support what they're doing. And if it does, you're building a better and stronger relationship with the community.
Oh, I think you're right. I think any law firm, any business in Boston, we're only as good as the weakest link in our community. And so we all have to kind of grab hands and say, we want to strengthen this community. And I think that's something I have done or hope I'm doing within the Mintz Levin world. But, you know, there's this other piece too, Jeffrey, which is something you and I share very, very deeply, which is this kind of commitment to our community and how we make it stronger and how we sleep at night well, because I know, and my wife will tell you this, I don't sleep well if I don't think I've done even something very small to make the community around me and the world around me a little better. And so One of the nice things that Mintz has allowed me to do also is spend a lot of time on nonprofit boards. And so I'm currently on 5 or 6 nonprofit boards.
I know, you turned me down.
there's a limit to everything. And it's something that...
I know, when I dated, I never got rejected as much as you did to me.
I think it was called the Heisman, right? Is that what it used to be? But, you know, there's a big thing I tell other people who are spending time, that you can do both. You can be a great professional, but you can spend time in the nonprofit world, in the community. Some can spend more than others, but there is that time to do it. And we all do it for one reason. And it's very interesting, I find, is we're all really selfish people. Those who do community service and nonprofit boards, we're selfish because it makes us feel so good to do it.
You know, I actually think of the United States as a grassroots country, and I'm going to make an argument for that. Growing up in Canada, everyone I talk to always says when there's a problem, the government will solve it, the government will create an agency, and they look at the United States as a cruel country. I look at it, America, as a grassroots country. Here, I know thousands, and I've met thousands and thousands of individuals who take the responsibility to get involved and do the work. And not look towards a third-party institution to do it for them. And I think that that's very empowering. And I think our message to the world, both of us, is get involved and do the work and make the world a better place. Don't look for someone else to do it.
I think that's for sure. You can't be sitting on the stand line, on the sidelines, right?
Right.
It's just not something you can do. And I think even more importantly, this connection between actually if you do that work, I think you're going to actually perform better in your professional job too. And sometimes there's a mixture of your professional skills with what you're doing in the nonprofit community. But if you can recharge yourself making the community a stronger place, you're going to be happier and doing better both, I think, at home and I think in the workplace.
Well, you're a better person. You know, I do work. I won't mention it because I don't want to have to be doing self-promotion. I work with an international charitable organization, and one of the vice president of administration says to me, "I don't get it. All you guys, all the volunteer work you do, you put your volunteer work ahead of everything that you do to help us to accomplish our goals. No matter when we call you, no matter what we ask you to do." And I say, because we believe in making the world a better place. That's what it's all about. That's our priority. It's not about making another $10,000. It's about making the world a better place.
I think you're right. And I think I am very lucky where I have my professional hat
you
on.
You are lucky.
Mintz. I have my community hat on, and I'm a father of 4, so I have my great family. So you connect those things. I'm living the dream.
And a husband. Yeah.
I'm living the dream. And you know what? Mintz is this special place that allows me to live all those things and to balance that. And I don't think there's many law firms like that. And if I was someone trying to choose both a law firm and a lawyer, I'd want to see someone who's connected to all those pieces.
Well, you know, everybody likes to make jokes about all professionals, and people make jokes about attorneys. I'm not an attorney. I didn't want to become an attorney. But if I was an attorney... And a lot of attorneys say, I can't work at a big law firm. I would want to work at Mintz. And what I've seen and the partners I've met are all people that I respect greatly. Not because of the way they practice the law, because I do respect that, because there's a lot of talented lawyers in Boston. It's because of the type of people they are.
Well, I think that says a lot, both about you, and I think your kind comments about Mintz is really, I think it's true, and it's why I've been there these years and why I continue on with this new position that I'm looking forward to learning a lot more about while act it out.
Will you come back and tell us about some of these projects?
Oh, I would love to.
You know, GAN Academy and all these other 4 or 5 boards that you're on. Tell us about the projects. Let people hear about them. Let them know how they can get involved. If people do want to get involved, how do they find you?
Oh, that's easy. And I do want to promote one thing that we have, this one project we're doing that I think is really fun and shows why we're thinking out of the box at Mintz. One of our clients is Spartan. And as many of you know, run the Spartan obstacle course, some at Fenway Park and other places. We've created a Mintz Levin Spartan team that is going to be based on employees at Mintz, attorneys at Mintz, staff, friends, colleagues, and clients. Because the idea is, let's do something fun together, that we get to know each other, that's physical, so that part is good, but let's all support each other. So we're going to be doing that on June 18th at a Spartan race in Central Mass and at Fenway Park on November 6th. And so if any of you listeners love the Spartan races or want to try it, come join our team. It will be great. And you'll get also a 15% discount on being part of it. You just can email me at um, b R. Siegel, S-I-G-E-L, at Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z.com. And I think it will be fun to do it together.
Can I do it?
Oh, you should do it. We're going to sign you up today.
Chris?
I'll do it.
Chris.
Chris is in. We got two.
Oh, Chris and I are like, we're jock buddies. We play tennis together. We play street hockey together. We play games together.
So then we have to do it. And even cooler is we actually created a Mintz 11 kids team. So at least my three oldest. We might have to put you on the kids team.
I want to be on the bad boy team.
Yeah, well, we're all bad boys.
Do I get a Mintz t-shirt?
Oh, you get a Mintz Spartan t-shirt comes right out of it.
Alex will join us.
Oh, we got a third member now.
Oh, perfect. We have the team here. All of us.
We're going to join in June what?
It's June 18th will be the first.
What day of the week is that?
That's a Sunday morning.
I have to come back from the Cape. Okay. All right.
It's going to rain that day. You'll be okay.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. I really appreciate it. I both appreciate being on the show, but also us building our own personal relationship. It's been really nice.
We're going to take a break. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And, you know, for all those entrepreneurs listening, get involved. It's good for you. It's good for your family. It's good for your business. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.